I enjoy planning travel. I like dealing with the logistics. Booked a flight just today for our summer trip where we're going to, initially we were going to go to Sweden and then from Sweden to Copenhagen, then on a cruise out of Copenhagen through Norway. But now we're going to go to Switzerland instead because the flights to Sweden were so insanely expensive. But at some point the cruise ends back in Copenhagen and we have to fly home. I am not enjoying figuring out how the hell to fly home from Copenhagen. Because the costs are exorbitant. One of the few direct options from Copenhagen to Newark is around US$6,000 at a time that works for us. That's insane. That's more than the cruise. I don't want to pay more just to fly home from the cruise. You know what I mean? I think you do know what I mean. So I'm really frustrated about that, and I don't currently have an answer. I told our pal Brian Warren, he's our pal because you and I both love him, that maybe I'm just going to fly to Seattle, which is a quarter of the price. Hang out with him for a day and then fly home for like $400 a ticket. It saves a ton of money. Plus, I get to see the Warren family. I don't know. We're in trouble. We got, 'cause I guess we could always just move to Copenhagen, just stay there. I don't know.
Your daily Lex.
So anyway, I was enjoying looking up this trip until I figured out that it was way too expensive. Yeah. So I don't know what we'll do. Now, interestingly, if you book it round trip, it's way cheaper. So, I mean, I have given some thought to what if I just did that? And then we skip the return flight. It's not ideal. They don't love you if you do that, but you could. So we'll see. I mean, in fact, they kind of hate you if you do that, but that's okay. This is now many minutes after I recorded the previous stammering thoughts, but it's not illegal. It violates your contract with the airline, and they might say, we don't want you to fly with us anymore. But typically, they don't do that for a one-off abuse of the system. If you have a frequent flyer program membership, then they might penalize you for that. But I'm looking at flying on an airline I don't normally use, and I might do that. It's literally less than half the price if I book it round trip and just skip the second half. Insanity. Airlines are so stupid, and I hate them. Anyway. What else can I tell you? It's Tuesday, February 10th, which means that tomorrow is a day where my eating will be unusual because I'm going to start the day with a different breakfast than normal, not my normal protein shake, but I'll have some eggs and some yogurt. I'll have a lunch of cold cuts and crackers. And then at 2 p.m., I switch to clear broth, Jell-O, tea, clear sodas, and ice pops. And then starting at 6 p.m. is when I do my true colonoscopy prep for Thursday's colonoscopy. So everybody get excited for that. I know I'm fired up for my year 45 now, so get a colonoscopy. Honestly, they're letting me eat a decent amount of food. I get to have breakfast and lunch tomorrow, which is surprising, but I'll take it. And then Friday, I have all the meetings that I had to push from Thursday because of the colonoscopy. And then allegedly a poker night. So I'm sure I'll feel fine by Friday. The only thing I'm truly annoyed by about the colonoscopy, besides the fact that I have a colonoscopy, is at least so far, it's scheduled for pretty late in the day. And that's part of why I'm glad to have breakfast and lunch. But it's a long time to go without eating on Thursday, which I'm not relishing. Oh well. I also had to stop popcorn yesterday and stop other roughage. And like, I love eating apples and sweet potatoes and popcorn. And those are all things I'm supposed to avoid. What a bummer. Anyway, I'm already hungry in advance of this thing, just thinking about it. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. I hope you're booking only affordable flights. And boy, I hope you get everything you expect out of this podcast. I'll talk to you soon.
Lex.